And I'm Rita, and I'm a grateful overcomer. Have you guys ever heard that saying, don't give the prick the satisfaction? Yeah, I know. I see the faces already. I'm sure that many of you have heard that from our one-liner from Clint Eastwood, but that's not really where I'm taking you tonight, so please get your mind back out from the gutter line. I'm talking on a whole different level and a whole different spiritual plane tonight. A prick is anything that penetrates or pokes the flesh to cause irritation in the spirit. So bear with me as I take you through that acronym, P-R-I-C-K. P, past mistakes or painful memories. R, repeated cycles or generational curses. I, indecisiveness, which is also double-mindedness. C, controlling behaviors. And K, keeping things hidden. All of these things keep us bound and are also ways that we can also keep others bound. So by now you're probably wondering, what does this all have to do or relate to with communion? In the idea of communion, Jesus told us to do this in his memory. Take those words, do this. This is an action, not just a fleeting thought as we break bread and sip on some juice. It's a very active action step. The breaking of bread is like the tearing away of our flesh or the sin in our lives. Jesus did this for us, and he bore our sins and removed them from us once and for all. The drinking or the partaking of the wine, his blood, the cleansing and purifying power. Jesus commanded us to love one another as he loved us. Again, this is an action step. It's easy to receive forgiveness for ourselves, but sometimes it's much harder to release someone else, especially when their actions and behaviors have pricked us, our minds, our hearts, our souls, and our spirits. Communion isn't just a one-way street. It is not only receiving, but it's also in giving. It's an extension of Jesus in us and through us. King David, tonight is one of those nights for me that God led me to ask you for your forgiveness. I have held on so many times to things that have happened in our past. I haven't been very kind with my words or my actions or my deeds, but tonight I ask if you would please forgive me and break bread with me.
Come on. Amen.
Because tonight I chose to take this step literally. I have many times publicly humiliated my husband and been very unkind to him because I was holding on to a lot of things in my heart that had pricked me through the years of our marriage. But tonight, I'm not going to give that prick the satisfaction anymore. So don't, if you have something in your life, don't give that prick the satisfaction. Because it's only binding you up and those around you as well. So extend this communion time like Jesus did and set both of yourselves free. Love like Jesus did.